This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and I'm with Rich Kreger. And Rich and I are going to talk about E15. Rich, how are you?
I'm good.
So, Rich, the EPA just approved the use of E15 for vehicles manufactured in 2007 or later. So let's talk about first, why 2007 or later?
Because vehicles, all the vehicles that were sold in the United States by 2007 had several features that prior year model year vehicles did not all have. They're all CAN networked, which means that the computers are networked to each other and to a central data connection port, which allows the vehicle to be linked to the manufacturer's servers via the web. This means that all 2007 newer vehicles' operating software can be modified very easily, very inexpensively, really by anyone, by a dealer or by any shop that can invest about $400 in the interface.
So a consumer who wants to use or chooses to use E15, do they need to go to a dealer and update the software or no?
Well, if it turns out that they do, because the vehicle doesn't like the E15 with its present software configuration, one of the reasons why the EPA chose that 07 model year limit, knowing that it can be easily fixed with a software flash. Now, the other reasons are that all 07 and newer vehicles have a onboard air-fuel ratio sensor, which is a device in the exhaust system that can actually calculate the air-fuel ratio of the fuel being used. And since flex-fuel vehicles could have any different percentage of ethanol in the tank, depending on what you're putting in there, the air-fuel ratio varies because the air-fuel ratio of gasoline is different than the air-fuel ratio of ethanol. And in order to maintain the correct emissions levels, which are very low, the engine computer has to know what that air-fuel ratio is, and with that sensor, it can make that calculation. Some vehicles made prior to 07 do not have that technology and can't make that computation accurately. And finally, there's the issue of the catalytic wash coat. Ethanol does tend to produce the cylinder-out emissions of aldehydes, which are carcinogenic hydrocarbon compounds. It can be higher with E85. Catalytic converters in 07 and newer vehicles can deal with those aldehydes effectively.
So as a consumer, if he or she chooses to use E15 and her car doesn't like it, what happens? Your check engine light comes on?
Check engine light probably would come on. Okay.
And then at that point, you could go to your dealer and they could adjust the things we just talked about.
Correct.
Okay. Now,
I think it's important to note that you don't necessarily have to go to the dealer. Any competent automotive technician.
Okay, so you could go to your favorite auto shop and they could address the issue.
Yes.
Now let's go back to 2001 or newer vehicles. Mm-hmm. This is what we're waiting to hear back from the EPA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've been an auto technician for years and years. Mm-hmm. You've been studying this. What are some of we've talked about why it's okay mm-hmm. for 2007. Are these the same reasons why it may not be okay for 2001?
Yeah.
So what do you think will happen? What do you think is the best decision that should be made? Or
well,
do you not know?
You know, one of the reasons that the EPA hasn't made this decision yet is because they're still waiting for some final studies. So a lot of research is being put into making this decision. Obviously, I have not been party to their research, but based on my experience and just a lot of anecdotal experience and just keeping an eye on the industry, I think that they should. This is a personal opinion. I think that they should allow the use of E15 back to the model year 2000.
So if they were to go back and do that for a 2001 or newer vehicle mm-hmm. and the car didn't like it,
they could stop using it.
Mm-hmm. Or if the check engine light went on, they could go to their favorite auto mechanic and they could check out the system.
Right. And in that event, typically it costs $100 to $200 to get the check engine light reset and diagnosed. But actually, just stop. If the check engine light came on and you stopped using the E15, the check engine light would probably go off again. It would if that was the reason for it coming on.
So let me ask you another question. What the EPA is not going to approve is the use of E15 in small engines, lawn equipment, planes, or marine equipment.
Right.
Now, why is that?
because a number of reasons. First of all, E15 burns hotter. So in small engines, especially small air-cooled engines, that can do mechanical damage to the engine. E15 is aggressive toward a lot of plastics and nylons and polymers that are used in the fuel systems of older vehicles and small equipment. And actually, that becomes a safety concern because you could have a fuel leakage issue from the use of the fuel. You can actually dissolve the gas tank in some cases. So that's reasonable and prudent.
So was the concern from these industries, the marine industry, is the concern more lying in the fact that they're afraid that consumers are going to fill up with the wrong pump, that they're going to accidentally put their hand on the E15 pump instead of an E10 pump or an unleaded fuel pump?
That's a big concern.
Okay. And is it a valid concern then?
Yes, it is. And we live in a self-service world, and even with people that own diesels. We see a lot of instances. Relative to the number of diesels on the road, we see a lot of fueling mishaps from people that put gasoline in a diesel or put diesel in a gasoline vehicle because of the proximity of the pumps.
Right.
You know, and you pull into a gas station late at night and you've been driving for 6 hours and, you know, it's not that hard to grab the wrong handle. Done it myself.
Right.
So those are valid concerns. Now, there's talk that this would end self-service gasoline. And New Jersey actually is a model for that. New Jersey abolished self-service stations years ago. And I have to say, I personally wouldn't care for the idea, but it has worked.
It has.
Yeah.
So let's leave off with some advice for a consumer. If a consumer goes to a station, let's say they have a 2002, they accidentally fill up with E15 one time. What's your advice for that consumer?
If you even realize that you've done it?
Right.
You're probably not going to see any change in the vehicle's performance, and don't do it again.
So should they run the tank completely out and then fill up?
Maybe run it down to half a tank and then fill it up with E10 or E0 just to dilute it. But I wouldn't concern myself if I didn't get to do that.
Now, does your college have an area where if people have questions that you maybe have a forum or somewhere that they could go to get more information about ethanol and the auto industry?
The CTEP website has that area, which is altfuel.org.
Okay. Well, great. Well, we'll send them there for questions. And when we have more questions, we'll come to you.
Okay. But again, you know, this is what Clean Cities exist for. So I would send them to the local Clean Cities people before I'd send them anywhere else.
Great.
They've got fact sheets on all these technologies and all these fuels. So take advantage of it.
Great. Well, thank you.
You bet.